Jerry Bader Show 936. Just, I want to finish up on the charities thing because I left something, I think, just hanging a bit that I want to clean up. Now, I made the distinction. I promote a charity, but it's not my charity. Leroy Butler was the charity. Leroy Butler is also Leroy Butler's business product these days. He does public speaking. He does other things. He merged the two. I promote an independent charity of which I am not directly involved. I promote them, and you can check them out, and they're tax deductible and all of that. Now, you have athletes who do that too. Aaron Rodgers, a lot of them. They are lending their star power to what has been proven to be, in most cases, if not all, credible, reputable charities. Where you really need to be careful is where the athlete has the charitable foundation. Now, again, that's not to say that you just have to assume that they're all doing something corrupt. I'm not saying that. But you need to be a lot more careful. Because, to me, there seems to be a lot of fire underneath the smoke of what's going on with Leroy Butler. So I wanted to make that clear. Do your homework with any charity. It's just a good idea. Even the one I promote, that's fine. Obviously, I've been affiliated with for years, and I know it's perfectly reputable. But it's just always a good idea. Jason and I both received an email about a half an hour ago that we're both sure that we have never received before. It's from a PR firm, FP1 Strategies. This doesn't say it anywhere, but I'm pretty sure I know one of their clients. I'm thinking one of their clients is Walmart. This is not a stretch because the subject line on the email is Walmart Black Friday protest coverage planning. Hi all, Black Friday and the anticipated nationwide Walmart protests are just around the corner. Here are some things to consider for your coverage from a variety of groups, including the Workforce Fairness Institute, WorkCenter Watch, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and others. As you consider covering these protests on Friday, please remember that they are organized by outside groups like Our Walmart that boast strong connections to unions in America. Many of the people on the picket lines will not be Walmart employees, but instead individuals organized by union groups that have no connection to Walmart at all. Please reply to this email if you'd like to speak with any of the following experts about these protests. And then it has a bunch of people who would have Walmart's back. This tells me Walmart is expecting strong Black Friday protests against Walmart. I've never seen a preemptive move like this on their part before. By the way, I think it's a good idea. I'm not criticizing in any way, shape, or form. I'm just saying they must be really worried because I've never seen anything like this before. Speaking of never having seen anything like this before, as you know, every day, it seems, there's a new study that suggests racism. Most of them are bogus. Most of them, when you really look into it, well, it's another bogus academic study that suggests that white people are overtly racist, and then you dig into it and there's really nothing there. I don't know what to make of this one. I would not say that about this one. On the other hand, I'm not sure what to say about this one. Researchers did something. They did a study, and this is actually, and I did in graduate school, I had to do experimental design research. And I would say this is a pretty good experimental design. They put items for sale on Craigslist. Okay. Let's just take one example. They took an iPod. Okay. They had it being held in a white hand and had it being held in a black hand. And then they said, well, let's see what happens. This is what their research showed. Black sellers receive 13% fewer responses on Craigslist. Black sellers got 18% fewer offers, and the money was 12% lower than that offered to a white seller. White sellers with wrist tattoos had similar results. Buyers interacting with a black seller were 17% less likely to include their names if they are dealing with what they believe to be a black seller. 44% less likely to agree to a proposed delivery by mail, and 56% more likely to express concern about making a long-distance payment when they think that the seller is black. They posted 1,200 classified advertisements in over 300 areas of the U.S. So I'm just telling you, as research goes, this is pretty well constructed. Between March 2009 and March 2010, to test for racial bias among buyers by featuring similar photos of an iPod held by a man's hand that was black, white, or white with a wrist tattoo. The experiment found black sellers received 13% fewer responses, 18% fewer offers, and the money offered was 12% lower than that offered to whites. In the study published in the Economic Journal of the Royal Economic Society in Britain, buyers interacting with black sellers behaved in ways that suggested they trusted them less. They were 17% less likely, and I told you all of that, you know, to include their name and all of that. The study also found that black sellers do worse in markets with high property crime rates and more racially segregated housing, suggesting that at least part of the explanation is statistical discrimination, where race is used as a proxy for unobservable negative characteristics rather than simply taste-based discrimination. However, it's also possible the bias against black sellers is higher in crime or high isolation markets. The researchers also found evidence that black sellers do better in markets with larger black populations, suggesting that the disparities may be driven in part by buyers' preference for own race sellers, according to the study. So I thought about this. Thought, all right, would that impact me? Here's why the answer is no above everything else. I don't do this. I don't buy things that way. I don't trust anybody out there that way. Well, I don't. This goes back to the charity thing. And I know that people, especially in Craigslist type thing, and I know that people have had no issues at all. I get that. But it's still, to me, I wouldn't do it. I can honestly say I don't notice things like race in these situations. I would be looking at the iPod. It's a fascinating study. I don't have an answer. Now, could it somehow be skewed? I suppose it could. But I just think it's interesting. I don't have much more reaction to it other than that it's interesting. Then there's this one. You know how I feel about Alec Baldwin. You know how most conservatives feel about Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin is bleeping and moaning about something, and I'm going to be honest. I think he's right. His MSNBC show has been canceled. Now, my guess is the ratings were poor, but if MSNBC tries to say that it was canceled due to poor ratings, they wouldn't be honest. He had a confrontation with a paparazzi outside his New York City home, where he allegedly called someone a homosexual slur. I can't say any of it on the air. It refers to a sex act and a gay slur that starts with F. He denies that. He doesn't deny the first part. He says he didn't call him the gay slur that starts with F. Here's his defense. That he called him a maggot. That's his defense. And the guy somehow thought he heard the other thing, but the audio's out there. He's lying about that. Now, I don't want to engage in a debate as to whether Alec Baldwin should be fired for something he said off the air. He has obvious anger management issues, and the odds are MSNBC figured there's going to be more of these because that's what he does, because he's had anger management issues for years and he doesn't deal with them. However, in complaining about this online, Alec Baldwin pointed something out that I think is valid. Martin Bashir said something on the air at MSNBC. Do you know what he said, Jason? You don't know what he said. Martin Bashir referred to an act that slaves were sometimes forced to do to other slaves. I'm going to say this on the air. Rush Limbaugh has said this on the air. I don't know how else to say it. But, and this is where Rush Limbaugh stole my countdown. My 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. So just know that you may be uncomfortable if you haven't heard this. The act was where one slave was forced to defecate in another slave's mouth. Martin Bashir said that should happen to Sarah Palin. He still has his show. He was punished, but they did not cancel his show. And Alec Baldwin points this out. Martin Bashir's on the air, and he made his comments on the air. I dispute half the comment I made. If I called him a bleep bleep or a bleep bleep bleep, is not the word that came out of my mouth that I know. But you've got the fundamentalist wing of gay advocacy. Well, what do you know? Alec Baldwin is finally feeling the wrath of the language police. Alec Baldwin said something about gays. That can't stand. He loses his show. Martin Bashir said what he said about Sarah Palin. He apologized profusely, and that might be part of this too. Alec Baldwin is trying to rationalize this, equivocate, blah, blah, blah. Martin Bashir fell on his sword and said, look, it was indefensible, it was horrible, I can't believe I said it, so on, so on, so on. Of course he should have been fired. Absolutely. But no, it's Sarah Palin. Alec Baldwin is right. You compare these two, you say that off the air, away from a camera, away from your studio. When it comes to the gay community, and you're toast. By the way, I would probably fire a personality who behaved that way in public toward just because his fuse is always short. And at some time you realize you're dealing with a short-fused bomb. And that's what they did. But Baldwin is right about this. Martin Bashir said what he said about Sarah Palin and still has a job at MSNBC? It's incredible. Can you imagine if I said that about Hillary Clinton? Now, this company has stood behind me in the past. I don't think they would ever be able to stand behind me on something like that. I wouldn't say that. It was so over the line. But Baldwin is right about this. Baldwin, by the way, I have no sympathy for him. Don't misunderstand that. I don't. All right, a lot of stuff to get to before 11 o'clock. We need to make our Packer picks, the real state of Act 10. NASDAQ at 4,000, the Dow at 16,000. How high can they go? It's 950.
Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.